I'm Lindsay Coleman with Tours of Marietta, and you're listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, May 12th, and happy 54th birthday to skateboarding legend Tony Hawk.
You're going down, then back up, then down, and back up again. That's how the game is played.
I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb named Stuart Van Hooser as the police chief. Chief Van Hooser is a 32-year vet of the Cobb Police Force. A Marietta man has been found guilty of raping a 6-year-old. The child's mother and grandmother took the child to the hospital but did not want to turn the suspect in. We'll have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Dale, the zoning board has turned you down 6 times. The last refusal was with extreme prejudice.
The Marietta Council is scheduled to hold a public hearing on a rezoning that, if approved, would enable the construction of 52 homes on Powder Springs Street. Developers hope to build 30 detached houses and 22 attached townhomes on 7.2 acres located at the corner of Powder Springs Street and Dura Drive. The lot just east of County Services Parkway is mostly wooded now, save for one business, a Second Chance Bail Bonds. If approved, the bail bond company would build a new 2-story, 6,000-square-foot office building, replacing its current facility on a 0.7-acre tract. The request for rezoning submitted by Madelon Properties and PSR Investor was heard last week by the Marietta Planning Commission, which advises the City Council on zoning issues. The Planning Commission voted 5-1 to recommend the City Council approve the project. Cobb County's roughly 5,000 employees say they're largely happy with the health benefits, time off, and training opportunities they receive on the public payroll. It's the payroll, an outside study engaged by the county has found, that's the rub. The impetus for the study came from what staff has described as rapidly mounting problems with recruitment and retention. The county's turnover rate in 2020 was 9% and was 13% for employees on its less generous hybrid pension plan. The Board of Commissioners' work sessions are typically sparsely attended affairs. If commissioners elect to implement the study, the two biggest questions, how much the average employee's salary would increase and what would it cost the county, weren't answered by Tuesday's presentation. County staff and Evergreen were still working to finalize the numbers and would likely present them to the board in a few weeks' time ahead of a planned vote on the 2023 budget in July.
I can't wait for my first fire. Is that one?
That's just someone barbecuing.
Oh. Is that one?
That's a guy with red hair.
Cobb County's Fire Station 20 is headed for a new home as county commissioners signed off on moving the station about a mile west on Sewell Mill Road in East Cobb. The station has sat in a small brick structure at the corner of Hilton Drive since the mid-1980s, but Fire Chief Bill Johnson and the Support Services Agency Director Sharon Stanley wrote in an agenda item that a move will better meet response needs and the fire department's strategic goals. The property in mind is an assemblage of parcels at the intersection of East Piedmont and Sewell Mill Roads. The county will pay $975,000 for the property. No money's been earmarked yet to actually construct the new station. Cobb commissioners unanimously confirmed Stuart Van Hooser as the new chief of the Cobb County Police Department Tuesday. Chief Van Hoosier, a 32-year veteran of the department, most recently served as a deputy police chief under former Chief Tim Cox. Since Cox's retirement in December, Van Hoosier and Deputy Chief Scott Hamilton have shared interim chief duties while the county searched for a replacement. Chief Van Hoosier was selected to lead the department, which employs over 700 sworn officers from more than 50 applicants across the country. He's a Cobb native and a graduate of Kennesaw State University and the FBI National Academy. He lives in Cobb with his wife Leslie and is the father of three sons.
My glasses! I can't see without my glasses!
Cobb families will have a chance for free eye exams and glasses for kids this summer. Here's Matt Golden with more.
Summertime Vision to Learn mobile clinics will be back at the Cobb County Public Libraries to provide free eye exams and glasses for children ages 5 to 18 starting in June. Registration is required and space is limited. Appointments can be scheduled from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the following days: June 6th through the 8th at Switzer Library in Marietta, June 9th and June 17th at the Powder Springs Library in Powder Springs, June 21st at Sibley Library in Marietta, June 22nd through the 23rd at the South Cobb Regional Library in Mableton, July 12th and July 15th at the North Cobb Regional Library in Kennesaw. For more information, please visit cobbcounty.org. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
It all started with one location on Austell Road in Marietta 18 short years ago. The bakers for Georgia's Best Donuts, Dough in the Box, would arrive and hand-make varieties of donuts the community would instantly love. Now with over 52 varieties, two locations in Cobb, and one on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Dough in the Box welcomes you to try Georgia's Best Donuts and start your own family donut tradition. Visit us and see Dough in the Box. You can't eat just one. Open really early, Tuesday through Sunday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us online at doughinthebox.com. You can't eat just one. Dough in the Box. Your new tradition begins today.
Up to 157 ballots were affected by an encoding error on the first day of early voting for the May 24th election, Cobb County Elections Director Janine Eveler said. Director Eveler outlined the issue that led to some voters receiving incorrect ballots on May 2nd at Monday's meeting of the Cobb Board of Elections and Registration. Analysis by election staff found that of the 1,995 ballots cast on May 2nd, 546 were cast by voters in precincts affected by the issue, and 157 were cast before the problem was resolved later that morning. The issue led to some voters receiving ballots that were missing an election that they were eligible to vote in or included an election that they were ineligible to vote in. Election staff were also able to determine the number of incorrect ballots for different elections. A Cobb County jury found a 27-year-old Marietta man guilty on Friday of rape and child molestation, among other charges. Between May 31st of 2020 to June 3rd of that year, Jamal Adams raped a 6-year-old child at his Marietta home. The mother and grandmother took the child to Cobb Hospital, which notified the police. The victim went into the Cobb SVU office for a forensic interview and said that she did not want to tell on Adams. A sexual assault nurse examiner examined the child and found an injury to the child's genitalia.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty. The world's changed a lot in the last year, so Drake Realty is changing with it. Our newest website allows you to find your property and agent, then we take care of the rest. We have experienced partners and state-of-the-art technology to keep your earnest money safe and closings on time. If you're looking for a seamless transaction from contract to close, visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.